promote us too. Oh, okay.
Talk live with psychics online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudients can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Hello, everyone. This is StarsCast, also known as Natalie. Everybody knows me as Natalie. Some people that might be listening for the first time do not know who I am, but I own StarsPsychics.com. Tonight I have with me Stars Maya Moon, and we're going to see if Stars James can make it, because I guess in Michigan, where he is, they were having some bad weather, and he didn't know if he could quite make it on time, but hopefully he'll call in. Tonight we're going to talk about, are you psychic? Well, I think the rule is that almost everybody is, but maybe you have some doubts about it. And I'm just going to read this little blurb that was written. We all have psychic abilities, whether they lie dormant in someone or they are used on a daily basis. Intuition and spiritual understanding is a part of our inheritance as human beings, which is why so many religious orders attempt to find converts to the particular form of spirituality. I think everybody gets these, ideas or flashes, or I think I'll go do this. Oh, no, I won't go do that. And maybe they find out that that was really a smart move that they did. I like to think that I have that gift, and I know Stars Maya does. And so, Stars Maya, I'm going to let you take on right now, as we have a caller that I have to get to.
Okay, great. Thank you, Miss Natalie. And good evening, everyone. This is Stars Maya Moon, and please call me Maya. And we also have the chat room going. We usually have several hosts in there, and among those are Stars Priestess Candy, Stars Aeneas, Stars Mystic Waters, and several others. So if you are looking for a question to be answered or just a little mini reading, you would want to visit the chat room. Here on the radio, what we're doing is discussing the topics. However, we do invite those that would like to call in and share their thoughts about the topic, or if you have just a general comment or general question, again, not a reading, but just a general question about the topic, we do invite you to call, and I'll go ahead and give you that number to call in, and that's 1-347-838-9736. So without further ado, welcome to everyone. We welcome you, whether you've been a listener for over a year that Stars, Miss Natalie and Stars Blog Talk Radio has been going, or if you're new, we know that you're going to sit back, relax, you're going to enjoy the show. And one of the wonderful things about spirituality that my guides always share, and I do write for the blog quite frequently, so you can often find references to things that we've discussed on air in my blog. And one of the beliefs that I adhere to is that spirituality, there's no really right or wrong answers. It's whatever resonates with us, and that's one of the most beautiful and amazing things, is that different ideas, different theories may resonate with each of us. So first we're talking about the first part of this, asking ourselves, is everyone spiritually gifted? And I adhere to the belief, and my guides teach, that yes, all of us are spiritually gifted. And just like an expert that works in the profession may be gifted in a particular venue of that spirituality, each of us may be gifted in a little bit different way. But inherently, we need to go back to the beginning and look and understand that we are spiritual beings and we are living a human, in a human form, a human life. So therefore, the way that I view this and the way that my guides have taught me, and I feel that this goes pretty much hand in hand with universal law, is that there's just no way around that. In order to be spiritual beings and have a spiritual connection to self and to others, to universe, to higher source or power, we have to have some type of spiritual ability or gift. For many of us, we are often aware of this as a young child. You perhaps have heard stories. I know there's a lot of great, more and more we're seeing a lot of programs that are referencing to spirituality, the paranormal, and there was a few of them that even were talking about young children that were remembering, I'm talking about kids 3 to 5 years of age, that remembered in great detail past lives. So everything kind of goes hand in hand. So you would have to be spiritually did and aware to even be able to acknowledge that exists. So do we all have the gifts? Yes, we all have some form of, for example, intuition. And as Miss Natalie said, you know, first of all, let's try to define some of the terms we're using, since on occasion these terms can mean different things to different people. So how I would define intuition is a feeling of, for example, you're thinking about maybe a cousin or a sister or an aunt, and you just can't shake the feeling of that person. It's someone maybe you haven't seen or spoken to in a while, but all day that person just keeps coming to mind. And lo and behold, later that evening or maybe even the next day, he or she calls you. And so that, to me, is an example of intuition. And you could also call that precognitive, which means being able to see or feel an event before it has yet occurred. So, yes, I do feel that we're all gifted. When we're young and we're children, we have not yet ascertained what is considered socially acceptable versus what's not. And although as the generations pass and the years pass, for example, what is considered nowadays being spiritual, being in the field, tarot reader, astrology, even just to say that you're a psychic, that's pretty much accepted much more than it was, say, 50 years ago. There was a lot of bias, and I think we can all get a little chuckle over the whole Miss Cleo situation where that did kind of put a bad rap. And just like any career, any profession, there's always going to be good. There's always going to be those of the light, and then there's always going to be those that are not so. But back to just normal, everyday, your average human, we all have certain gifts. And it's really a personal choice whether we want to hone those gifts, or we want to increase their potential or their ability, we want to become more aware of them, and we want to put those, if possible, to use. I've had the experience, and I feel blessed to share the journeys of so many people. To me, it's quite a blessing and an honor, and I consider it my purpose, part of my life purpose in life to do so, is to have met with someone that is a client that is very gifted and ends up with some mentoring and perhaps some education. There's online classes, there's books, there's esoteric type universities and schooling that we can attend that end up going from a client seeking some guidance on their path to actually working in the field. And so there's just as if you were to scroll through the site, Star Psychics, you would see a variety of experts in a variety of different professions or skills. Again, you have astrologers, you have the tarot card readers, those that specialize in runes or crystals, aura, picture readings, relationships, careers. You will often will have those that refer to their guides, those that refer to their angels or do angel readings. So just so many different factors and influences that they use within their readings. The same is true of what we would consider the average or the non-working in that profession human. We all have some capability, some ability, and it oftentimes what we'll see is that those can be very strong between the ages of about 2 to 6, and then once a child begins and starts school and starts learning, for example, that, you know, it's not really polite to burp at the table around others, that's something you do in private. I know that I laugh when I said that, but that's just kind of an example. Another thing, kids very quickly learn that certain things are not considered universally acceptable. And so if a child were to say, oh, yes, by the way, I knew that such and such was going to happen before it was going to happen, chances are, even in our modern accepting world, they would get looks and they might be treated a little bit differently. So that ability starts, it's like an open window when we're young, and slowly the window starts to close as we become more and more aware of what's acceptable. And we are in a society, although we should, of course, pursue our true path, but we are raised in a society where what others think about us and how they perceive us, how we come across, is important and vital to our acceptance and often tied in with our self-worth. So generally, when we're young, which is why they say, too, that animals tend to be more psychic, because they don't have to worry about another dog saying, oh, you're kind of a weird dog. They don't usually react that way. So they don't have anything stopping them. Actually, in sociology, that's referred to as social mores, and that is a group of rules, not rules in the sense of justice or legally, but rules that are commonplace for the majority of modern world societies. So there's a lot of different ways that we can be gifted. And I, from my experience and my work, I would say that the most often is what Miss Natalie brought up, and that's a strong intuition. And intuition can come in a variety of ways. It can be a sense of foreboding. For example, I had written a lot about 9/11, and quickly I want to say God bless all those that were involved in that tragic experience. But there's a lot of stories around that of people, again, we're not talking about people that are in the profession or considered themselves psychic or would have ever called themselves a psychic or an intuitive or a clairvoyant or anything, but something occurred, and in some instances it was just a sense of foreboding that they were not supposed to take that train or not supposed to take that bus. And that can be not just for that particular date. But that's one type of intuition, is a feeling of something that we had planned to do, we had maybe been excited about, planned for months, but as the day drew nearer, we began to feel uncomfortable, and we may have felt some conflict and some chaos because as we pictured ourselves following through, maybe going to a sports game, a basketball game, or attending a concert or a party, some type of social gathering, there just was some sense of something was not settling right with us, and we couldn't put our finger on it, and that's usually how intuition is, especially for those that don't have a lot of experience and are not necessarily aware of what intuition actually is or feels like. So generally it can start out in that sense, where it's just a feeling that we feel uncomfortable, like we're not supposed to follow through with something, but yet we can't pinpoint. So we look, the weather seems fine, it's not the weather. Maybe we check our vehicle, there doesn't seem to be any problems with the vehicle, but there's just a nagging thought. So, and in talking about this, I would very, very much encourage those that do come across that type of feeling to follow through. And that validation, when we talk about validation, the only validation we need is our own feeling. If you feel uncomfortable or you have a sense of something not feeling right, that should be validation enough for you to change or cancel your plans. So then the other thing we talked about or we brought up for a moment was having someone on your mind. Now, sometimes this can just be because you're going to hear from someone. Other times it can be where someone that we are not necessarily in touch with on a continuous basis, and we may be thinking of that person, and sometimes we may feel worry and concern, and sure enough, at some point within maybe a few days or so of getting that feeling, we're alerted by that person or another family member that perhaps they had maybe a minor car accident or they became ill, something like that. So that is more of a premonition type feeling. Intuition is usually very strong. Another way that our intuition works, and I feel from what my guides have taught me and my experience, is that our intuition is actually the strongest when it comes to people and relationships. However, we tend to ignore that the most. And that's because it creates a conflict perhaps with what we desire and what we want versus what we feel. And sometimes that's not the case. So, for example, let's say that you are, perhaps you're single, and again, regardless of your gender or your sexual identity, it has absolutely nothing to do with any of this. And let's say that you're single and you're pursuing different avenues for meeting new people and bringing new people into your life, and you meet someone, and maybe you just go for coffee, something very safe. Of course, we should always be safe if we're involved in any kind of online dating or any kind of situation where we have not met the person face-to-face first. And perhaps they seem nice enough, and you're looking at this person. As an example, we'll just use a female that's meeting a gentleman. And he seems nice enough, but there's something, again, my mother, what she used to teach me, she knew that I was different, but I don't think she really had the right terminology for it. And so she would call it the little professor in our head. That was just her way of coining a phrase for intuition, clairvoyant, just knowing something. So everything, seems to go well. The person seems to, let's say it's a male, he acts like a gentleman, he doesn't do anything obnoxious or rude, he is socially acceptable, he seems dressed well, everything goes okay, but something about this person just does not feel right. We should always adhere to that little warning, to that feeling that something is not right. Because almost always, I can almost guarantee you that 98 to 99% of the time, there is something that is a lot more serious that you are being warned of. But if we don't pay attention to that intuition and those warnings, then we're kind of left, there's not much else we can do. Some people would call it universe. Some people would call it God, goddess, source, archangels, guides. Regardless of how you phrase it or how you refer to it or reference it, it's basically the same. It's a warning system, and it's preparing us, and it's spiritually connecting us. So with that being said, before we get into how we might work at developing our spiritual abilities or gifts, I just wanted to see if Miss Natalie had anything that she wanted to add, any questions or anything that she wanted to add, or just check to see. And real quick, again, if you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from any of our listeners to get their thoughts and ideas. And the number, again, is 1-347-838-9736. So let's check in with Miss Natalie.
Well, you know, I can tell you something that happened to me. I was probably about 9 years old. I had a dream. I had a dream about a gas man, you know, who would check the meters at the house. And I told my uncle then that when he came over that next day in the morning, and I said, Uncle John, I said, I had this dream. Well, tell me what your dream was. Now, he was in the practice. He used to go see the gypsies. And he said, well, tell me this dream. I want to know, because maybe, you know, it'll relate to a number and we can play it, right? So, I mean, I didn't know what this was all about, so I told him. And he said, oh, that's number such and such. I mean, he's really good at it, right? So a few days later, he came back and he handed me a $50 bill, and I said, what's this for? He said, well, I played the number that matched a gas man, and you won. Now, I didn't have dreams like that, and Maya knows of my dreams. I have lots of dreams that I can remember very clearly, and many of them are meaningful for me. But growing up, you know, when I was a little girl, I really didn't pay any attention to stuff. I did have this gnawing feeling sometimes about, you know, if somebody joined our group, like a little girl, and I kind of stayed away from her. I don't know if it was the right thing to do. I just had this feeling that she was trouble. And sure enough, you know, we'd find out something about her that she was, you know, squealing, as we said then, on this one and this one. She was just a troublemaker. And so I think I listened to that, whether it was a little voice or not, I don't know. But I really think everybody gets feelings and things that happen to them, even to let you know that you are protected. My husband and I and my son were almost in a terrible accident. Now listen to this. My son was going to make a left, and of course, you know, I'm in the back seat and the two of them in the front. And I'm looking out the window and everything, and everything seems to be okay. All of a sudden, I see this flash of red that comes to the front window. And instant, right after that, just about right after that, a man had an accident. But the funny thing about it, not the funny thing about it, is, you know, we got out of the car. My son and I went to check on this man. And my son grabbed me. He says, Mom, come over here. And I said, what? He said, did you get a feeling before this was going to happen? I said, well, I saw a color. Well, his car was red. And he said, you know, I'm going to tell you something. He said, that our car, that wheel turned sharper than I could have turned it. It pulled us out of the way. And, you know, he's spiritual, but he's not like I am. And from that day on, I think it did something for him. Now he pays attention to little things like that. But you see, that was something. We were unscathed. We had all the glass in our car in the front. This man just missed us. It would have been head on. But he said, Mom, what did you do? And I said, I did nothing. He said, that wheel turned. I couldn't have turned that wheel that sharp to get us out of the way. And it gives me goosebumps. I always think about that. So there are times, I think, when we have things happen, but we have to listen. You know, you have to start listening all the time. And, of course, you know, you get so busy. That's not important. I don't care about it. But really, the more you do, the more you do. And I believe in that, and I do that a lot. Everybody laughs at me on the site. Now, they don't really laugh at me, but the thing of it is I get an idea in my head about something, and I start looking and digging, and I'll find something. And my one friend said to me, she said, well, how did you know to do that? I said, I don't know. She said, did you hear something? I said, no, I didn't see something. But it was already inside me. It was kind of like, you know, I don't want to say it's a force. I don't know, Maya, what you think that is, but it's kind of like being intuitive. But the more I listen to it, the more I'm doing things about it and paying attention. I mean, I think that's pretty familiar, don't you think, Maya?
Oh, yes. I think those are great stories, and they're very indicative of what we're talking about as far as, like, with the driving, that was an intervention. And
yes, it was.
And with the feeling, yes, absolutely. I think one of the biggest mistakes we make as humans is we dismiss whether it's, I think a lot of times people misinterpret and think that they're going to hear like an outside, like an auditory voice. And oftentimes it might just be a flash or a picture, like what, or a dream, like what you had with the gas man, or it might be just a feeling even. All those things, especially if they are relentless, we need to pay attention, because that is a very solid and strong energy, and that's always working to serve our highest good. That is never working to serve us, to veer us off of our path, even at times when it seems like it might be denying us, like I mentioned about perhaps someone has something planned, a social gathering or a wedding they're going to attend, or a social event, and they continue to get a feeling that maybe they shouldn't go. It may seem like you are denying yourself a pleasure, but it's very possible, like you and your family avoided an accident. Who's to say what you're actually going to avoid and the consequences if you don't listen? So, yes, I agree. Those are great stories to share, and they really show us the importance of paying attention. However we receive the information, we can receive it in a variety of ways, and it's not really important how we receive it. What's important is that we listen and pay attention. So, yes. Absolutely.
Well,
and
my son and I, we went to my granddaughter's soccer game, and he's looking at me and he's saying, how do you feel? I said, I feel fine. He said, me too. He said, don't you think we should have been shaken up? I said, no, because he knows how I believe. And he
right.
still reminds me of that. He said, I mean, you know, when you turn a wheel, he wouldn't have been fast enough. All I saw was the red flash before the car came at us. And we were very, very close. It would have been a head-on. We were very, very lucky, and I feel that was important at that moment for both of us, and that we were spared something, and, of course, my husband also. But, you know, you have to just listen, and even if it's a silly thing, I mean, just look into it if you have the time, because it might, even like starting what I started in 1998, all of this, the three sites that I own, it was just kind of handed to me, really. I mean, the first one, and then I had the magazine, and now I have Stars. And if somebody said to me, did you know you were going to do this? Oh, no, not at all. I was a simple little astrologer. But I met the right people along the way that kept pushing me, I feel, to do more and brought more out from me so that I could create all that I've created. And I look back and I think, wow, how did I get where I am? It was guidance. It was really guidance how I started. And I think you just need to listen and watch. And you're gonna get things that go on. You really, really are. I know it's true. You do. And it's really kind of nice when you have something that you'll sit back and you'll think, wow, like him and I with that car. My husband, of course, didn't even realize what happened, but my son and I knew.
Right,
The only way he knew is because the sharp turn of the car, it was like it jumped. He said, I can't explain it, but he said, I didn't do that. And, you know, that's why he came over to me and asked me if I was all right and what I saw. Well, I saw the flash. That's all I saw. But it was a very, very, it was like a small miracle or a miracle for us, I think.
Right.
And I'd like
right.
to feel it. Yeah, because, you know, I know my son would have been injured. I don't know about me, but it doesn't matter. I'm here, he's here, and it's a wonderful thing. You just have to pay attention. You really, really do. And I think it's really good. So, yeah, I bet you all the people, we've got a lot of people in the room tonight, Maya, lots of people tonight, which is really awesome, and they're all chatting away, and some new people. I want to welcome all of them. I think I'm probably going to ask Stars Aeneas to call in. He's got some things he'd like to share, and I don't know if anybody else they're all complaining about the weather. Yeah, and I have a lady here that's listening. I'm going to see if she wants to say something. So you take it, Maya,
okay,
and then I'm going to go see if our caller would like to say something, and then I'll just come back to you.
Okay, and in the meantime, what I'm going to provide is some ideas. So let's go with the assumption that we all have some type of gifts. And the basic gift that we have, we can branch out certainly from that, but we all have some form of intuition. We all, and regardless of what your religious or non-religious beliefs are, spirituality and religion are very separate things. And so we are spiritual beings, this we know, and as are all living things. So we all have some form of intuition, and we could look at that as a form of guidance and a form of urging us to take a step that serves our highest good, or to back off or stop or not do something that could put us in harm's way or danger. So if you are interested in trying to connect to your spiritual self, and work on your intuition, one of the things that I highly suggest is writing. When we write, and I mean, you can type it if you'd like, but handwritten and the written word, like keeping a log or a journal, the written word has very much power. In fact, there's that old quote, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword. So I would suggest that you begin writing your feelings, and if you start to have a strong urge, let's say you're applying for a job and you go on an interview, and the technical side of things, you know, the money is good, the hours are good, but there's just something not feeling right, write that down. And the other side of the coin would be, let's say that the money isn't quite what you hoped, but there's just something urging you, telling you, I just feel that this could be a really good opportunity for me. Start writing down and try to put the dates and the times that you began feeling this way, and then add if the feeling continues. And then as that event passes or the time frame passes, look back and see what you decided, if you followed through or not. And if the feeling was then relieved, or if you're thinking about Aunt Ruth or Uncle John, you know, write down again the date. And that's how you start becoming a little bit higher connected to that vibration and to your spiritual self. And that will help you in the future. And it sounds like somebody is wanting
yes,
to talk.
Maya, I do have somebody on the line. I was waiting for you to kind of hesitate a little bit, but her name is Joanne, and she'd like to say a few things. Go ahead, Joanne. You're live on the air.
Hello,
Joanne.
So my family has the dreams where, and it seems to be the women all do it, they have dreams before things happen. When I was a kid, I remember my grandfather was shot, and four of the women in the family that night had a dream, but they couldn't tell who it was. He got shot in the face, and he was fine. I mean, you know, obviously in a little pain, but I've had the dreams throughout my life, and it was funny. Recently, I was ignoring the dreams because I'm so busy, I didn't stop to think that the dream was telling me something. And I kept picturing, you know, my daughter was pregnant. Well, lo and behold, my daughter's pregnant. And as a child, I actually saw spirits. I saw on the family ranch we had in Napa, California, I remember seeing cowboys. My great-grandmother passed away when I was 8, and I remember seeing her after she passed. I was able to astral travel out of my body. But at that young age, at 9 and 10, the family told me that I needed to stop doing it or I was going to get stuck and I was going to become a vegetable. So they really put the kibosh on my, you know, on my abilities, because it frightened me. And so here I am, you know, 40-some-odd years later, trying to get back into touch with that.
Okay. Well, so that's a great story, and what the folks in your family, and you said it's the females, those are precognitive dreams. And precognitive dreams are when we dream about an event that is not yet to happen, but it's going to happen. So, again, if we want to increase our precognitive abilities, or we want to hone that skill, or we want to come higher connected, we want to make that vibration or that connection higher or as good as it can possibly be, then I would recommend the same thing. Try to keep dreams are they're so darn slippery that oftentimes we will awake in the middle of the night. We usually dream during our REM sleep, which is our rapid eye movement. That's the deepest sleep, although mm-hmm. we can dream during other times. So what I would suggest, and I suggest this a lot to clients, is to keep a notebook and paper, and hopefully you have a light that you can turn on. If you're awoken during the night, I know that it can be, you know, nobody really feels like doing this, but it really will behoove you to do so, and it will help you in the long run in increasing that connection. Write down the details of the dream as much as you can remember. A lot of times, mm-hmm. if we don't write it down at that moment when we remember, by the time we wake up the next morning,
don't remember a darn thing.
Exactly. So what I always suggest is to keep pen and paper right there, and as soon as, you know, we can also go to bed with the intention, which is another thing I was going to mention. For those that are interested in receiving guidance or increasing their intuitive abilities or their precognitive abilities, intention is manifested into action and sent out to the universe, God, creator, whatever your belief system happens to be. So you can also fall asleep with the intention, and you can ask if there's anything that I need to know, whether that's something that I need to be warned of or aware of, or if it's something positive that I need to be aware of so that I don't miss a potential opportunity, I ask that you send that to me in a dream and allow me the chance to recall that into my conscience so that when I wake up, I have a memory of it, because that's one of the biggest setbacks with dreams and receiving information that way, is we simply, by the time dreams can seem like they're an hour long and they may last a total of 5 to 7 minutes, but they seem like it's an hour. So, Joanne, that's what I would suggest for you, is to work on that, because it definitely sounds like you do have some abilities, like most of us do, and unfortunately you were, you know, that fire was a little bit put out when you were younger, but that's not atypical of a lot of the
right.
beliefs of families, and you certainly don't have to adhere to that path, as I'm sure you're aware of now. You sound like you're independent. So, yes, keep your dream journal, and that goes for anyone that's listening, that dreams are significant in terms of life events, or changes, or events that have yet to happen, or even guidance that they receive. again, whether it's a positive guidance regarding a job, buying a home, a relationship, or a warning for the very same. So keep a journal. So that really can help. And it's also very interesting after you've journaled for, say, 6 months or so, to look back. And sometimes we can be really surprised at how very accurate and how much dreaming we actually did that was ended up coming to fruition, ended up being, you know, pretty close, right on the money. So, well, thank you,
funny.
Joanne. That was, yeah, I appreciate you sharing that with us. And
let me tell you, I had one other, right before my father had a stroke, a major stroke, a great uncle that had passed kept coming in a dream and saying he would be fine, he would be fine. And I didn't understand it. And I think had I been journaling, maybe I would have understood it. But, you know, my dad, he was physically fine. I mean, mentally, it took some time for him to recoup, you know, what he had lost. But, yeah, I think the journaling would have helped tremendously.
Right. I agree. The journaling and dreams, you can look up a lot of things online. And, of course, anyone that has something in particular they'd like to discuss, we have amazing experts on Star Psychics, and we have a lot of those that are especially good with dream interpretation and helping to guide people and mentoring, helping you, you know, not just you, Joanne, but anyone listening, to increase your abilities and skills. Because I really feel, and, you know, one word out there to everyone, too, is even those of us, I can't speak, of course, for everyone, and I would not even attempt to do so. But like with myself, although I can receive general visions about universal energies and for some reason I'm very connected with the weather, so weather is something that I personally get a lot. But when it comes to personal, a lot of people assume that because we are in the profession and we're gifted that, you know, I mean, I know exactly everything that's going to happen, or I live this fantasy type life. And believe me, I'm here for my lessons and making mistakes in humans. But yes, Joanne, I appreciate you sharing. Yeah, so I'm just a human being. I have feet. I don't have wings. So I walk on the ground just like everyone else, and I learn so much from my clients, and I feel so honored to be able to share this. And I'm so glad that you called in, Joanne. And be sure and write down, and good luck to you, and congratulations, I hope, on the pregnancy.
Oh, absolutely. Very
well,
excited.
Children are a blessing, so you enjoy that and enjoy the rest of the show. I think we're almost done here, but thank you so much. It was a pleasure to speak with you this evening.
Thank you. You have a nice evening.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
Come back,
Joey.
And see us.
Thank you.
Okay, Maya, are you there? There you are.
Yes,
okay.
I was just going to see, did we have anyone else, Aeneas?
I think I can try to get let me see if I can get Aeneas to call in. He had something he wanted to see. It sends me private messages.
All right.
They all send me.
If not, I can.
Hello, Nat, X's and O's. So let me see if I can get him. I have another caller, but I think she just wanted to listen. But you know what? I'm going to wait for him, but I'm going to go and touch base with her. Candy just said, Aeneas, call. Okay, he's going to call. Let me ask this other listener and see if she wants to talk.
Okay.
Hello, did you want to say anything on the show?
Yes, I did. I wanted to actually get a reading.
Oh, we don't do readings here on the air. We do them in our chat room, so you're welcome to go there. I have quite a few readers there.
Okay, how do I get a reading on there? Do I just say something?
Okay, you got to go back to the main, okay, and there's a place where you can go into chat, how you got into this in the first place, so you have to hang up and go back to blogtalkradio.com/StarsCast, and it should have a little info place where you can go into the chat room. And I bet you Candy, hold on, Candy's going to say something to me here. Yeah, hold on, Candy's in the room. Okay, let me ask her. She does a lot for me while I'm doing this and that and all the others. Okay, I think she's, I don't know if she's got the, no, she doesn't have the link. Hold on.
Oh, let me try to reposted it, you know.
Oh, are you in the room?
Yes, I'm in the room.
Oh, okay, well then she'll tell you. She'll tell you. What's your name in the room?
Lizzie Bonet.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. Well, she'll take care of you there.
Okay.
Okay, Maya.
Okay,
you're all set.
Yeah.
Oh, here, I've got Aeneas on the line. Hold on, don't go away.
Okay. And while Aeneas is getting on the line, just a reminder, the chat room is set up so that those of you that have a question or would like a sample or mini reading are welcome to go there. On the air, on the Blog Talk Radio, we are only accepting general comments or sharing a story. We do not do any readings on air at this time. So we appreciate that. And folks like Joanne that called in, that's what you're more than welcome. We really enjoy when folks call in, but the readings are done in the chat room only. So, okay, so Mr.
Okay, let me get Aeneas on here.
Mr.
Hi, Stars Aeneas. How are you?
Hello, ladies. How's everyone?
Everyone's okay. You've got
well, that
Maya
didn't sound
on.
Very
I know you wanted to share
that.
Something. What did you want to share?
Well, you know, we were talking about psychic development. I had always dabbled in the tarot and feelings of intuition as a very young age. And throughout the years, I had put it off and just kept coming back to it and coming back to it and coming back to it until I figured out what it was that I was doing. And it's proved very successful and enlightening for me over the last 10 years or so. And I'm always happy to share my gift. But, you know, I think a lot of times as children, because of what we're told, a lot of times we repress those things. And we all know that children are extremely intuitive and extremely psychic. But I think it's all about development, and I do agree that we all have that ability to be a barometer and to pick up different changes and develop those things and understand what they mean and then eventually begin to see things happening. So that's my take on it.
Right. Well, I definitely agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
Myself, I use the cards. I use the cards. The cards speak to me. Certain decks speak to me more than others. I also use some pendulum work and some clairaudient work. But mostly my medium is the cards because that was what I was introduced to at a young age, and that is what I have always used.
Yes, and I believe that we all have. And one thing that I want to make very clear is there is no better way than the other. There's just alternate ways that we connect with energy and to each other and to offer insight, guidance for those that give predictions and give timelines. One way is not, this person uses this and this person uses that. It's just a matter of personal preference and what we resonate with ourselves in the profession. Like you said, that was something that called to you when you were much younger and continued to be a part of your life. So that's the path that you took. So there is no better or worse. It's just yes, exactly. It's what we develop and what we resonate with and what we're the most comfortable with and what we use as our tools, our divination, and how we, and the same is true of just the average person that is just wanting to work on increasing their own ability, the same is true. The way, whether they're getting pictures, images, whether they're getting some type of telepathic message that is not, you know, like it's not audio as in someone speaking out loud, although there's people that get that. A lot of people will get symbols. They'll see, you know, they'll be asking a question to the universe, and all of a sudden they'll see the number 7, just as an example, and the license plate and the building, and they open the newspaper or they turn on the computer, and that number or perhaps a phrase that is, you know, reference to the question that they have or what they're seeking. So there's just a myriad of ways that we can receive information. And first and foremost, for those that are just learning and just working to being in touch with that, I think is awareness. Would you agree with that? It's just being aware that that gift, that potential is available to you.
I do, and it's almost a gnawing feeling that you start noticing certain coincidences. And you had said seeing numbers. It's funny you said that, because 7 is like my perfect number for me. And we start noticing little things happening. And I don't know if it's because society likes to stifle psychic development, is not being real or scientific, or if it's just the person doesn't really know what's going on with them. But, again, I feel that children that show these abilities probably should be nurtured, and many times are not. And I also believe that we are in a time now where many more people are becoming disgruntled with the answers that we're getting from the material world, from our government. And we're looking a little bit deeper than the churches and, you know, what perhaps we're reading in current events. And we're starting to want to figure these things out for ourselves, and that develops our intuition. I, for one, can in tune into people better than I can myself, for the simple reason that I think that we is the people that we're looking at always want to see the positives and not so much the negatives in our lives. So it's easier to tell someone else the ultimate truth, where we kind of might deny it to ourselves, and that would probably go along with developing our own natural abilities and becoming that barometer.
I think that if we're like referring to trying to read for ourselves on a situation such as a relationship or a career move, it's very difficult to separate our hopes, aspirations, fears, dreams, and limitations from what is true and clear, whereas not that we don't care about our clients, because that couldn't be further from the truth. Most of us care a great deal. However, we don't have an investment in a particular outcome. Therefore, we can give the truest energies, and we can give the outcome that is shown to us, regardless of whatever assistant or whatever venue or tools we use to achieve that. We are able to give that because it does not personally, again, I don't want that to come across in any way that we don't care, because in fact it's the opposite. Most of us in this profession are not only sympathetic, but empathic and extremely caring. You can't really do this type of work without really caring about people. But the outcome does not have an effect on us, whereas the outcome in our own lives does, and even with very close family members. So that's true. And that, I think, can be a block for people that are looking at ways of increasing their intuition or their own spiritual abilities. They can often get confused and get a little bit blocked because they're not sure how much they can trust the information that they receive. And so another good reason to write things down, if something continues to appear over and over again, chances are it's a clear message as opposed to just a hope. And again, with dreams, I would say the same thing. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
Well, the dreams are, it's an excellent suggestion. As soon as you finish the dream, that when you are able to quickly write that down. But with the people that I teach, like tarot to, I tell them if a card keeps reoccurring and reoccurring and reoccurring, this is definitely something to pay attention to. And I also tell the folks that that it is hard to separate ourselves when we are reading for ourselves and to be objective. But yeah, when you constantly see a synchronicity of things occurring over and over and over, you know, it's like the universe is giving you a message there saying, hey, you know what, you better pay attention. And I know for myself that I've seen things occur over and over, and I've said, oh, no, never. That could never happen to me, never, ever, ever. And you know what, Maya, sure enough, it did. So yeah. I think journaling is important. Journaling is very important in whatever a realm of psychic abilities you're trying to explore.
Right, I agree, and I believe we're about to wrap it up. So, is there any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with as we wrap the show up? And I don't know if Natalie has any other callers. I'm thinking she'll let us know if she does, but. Any final thoughts?
Well, you know, we've had a fantastic chat room tonight. Maya.
Oh, yeah, look at all those
people
in there.
It must be your energy. Yeah, we have a big chat room tonight, and it's so good to see everybody. And Maya, Maya's bringing that energy to the room, Nat, and it's good to see that.
Yes.
And I'm always happy to say hello.
All of you do, though. You know, and yes, all of you do. But yeah, she's a big draw.
Yes, she is.
Yeah,
she
is.
And I really see that the people are enjoying themselves tonight, and they're chatting with each other. And I hope they come back next week.
Yeah, they should. I don't know what we're talking about. I think it's going to be up to you. Because this was supposed to have been James, and you were supposed to be next week, but we will talk
Aeneas.
About it.
You got Aeneas. What more could you want?
I know. There you go. See, I said to her, I'll get him to call in.
You know it. You know it.
I know it.
I'm always willing to chat with anyone. You know, the clients are great, and the folks in the chat room are having a good time, and the energy is really flowing tonight. I've really enjoyed myself this evening. It was a rough day for me, but I've had a great evening, that's for sure.
There you go. See, tomorrow is a new day.
Thank goodness. And you know what? I just want everybody to just keep developing their abilities and, you know, reach for the stars.
There you go. That's what it is.
And thank
Maya, it's good to talk to you.
Yes, it was a pleasure. I enjoyed speaking with you. Thank you so much for adding to the show and sharing your thoughts and energy with us this evening.
And thank you, Nat, for having us all. You all have a great evening, okay?
You too. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, loves. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that's great. I think the show went very well tonight, don't you think?
Yes, I do, and I was just going to quickly say that thank you all for joining us, and a huge hug and thank you to all those in the chat room that work so hard. You know, we are a big team, and we all work hand in hand, and we appreciate each other's efforts and abilities and contributions. And what I'm going to go ahead, next Monday is my actual assigned, I'm 2 Mondays a month, and so I thought we would talk about spreading our spiritual light. It kind of goes a little bit hand in hand with tonight's subject, the light that we have and how we access our spiritual light, how it works, as a reflection and how we can shine that upon others, and we actually have that then reflected back on us. So it's a very reciprocal light, and that would be my choice if that's okay.
I think that's one of the ones that Stars James wanted to. He liked that topic, but I don't know. We'll see. It's your night, so. But I bet you he's going to want to come on because he missed tonight. So.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And if not, then it doesn't matter, listeners, because you know it's going to be interesting. So if we switch it so that Stars James can speak about that topic, if we switch it to something different, it doesn't matter. Tune in. Get ready for an enjoyable and enlightening hour. And it was a pleasure. And remember, we all are gifted. And pay attention. I love using what my mom said, that little professor, however you classify that. Listen, we all have that ability. And write. I can't stress it enough. Write down. I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. God bless, and I hope that you all have a wonderful, wonderful evening and rest of your week.
Okay, well, I think we'll wrap it up here, and thanks to everybody in the room, Stars Aeneas. We had Stars Judy Noah, which was really great. It's nice to see, and Stars Priestess Candy, of course, she does a lot on Facebook for me all the time, and we'll get Aeneas to talk again. You know, he's always going to talk. He's probably going to be laughing.
He likes to do that.
He's really an awesome. He calls it tarot. Is it tarot or tarot? I don't know. Whatever. But he's a really good.
I've always called it tarot, but I think it's one of those words, tomato, tomato. Pronunciation is acceptable. So
yeah. But anyways, thank you, Maya. It's always good hearing your voice. There's something special about you when you're on the air. And I'm privy because I get to talk to her on the phone all the time. we had a good chat tonight. And we'll see everybody next week. And have a great evening and stay warm. I know it's cold for many of you wherever you are. We might have some ice during the night. I don't know. The schools are already closed. I'm in South Carolina, so I don't know. Right now it's 50-some degrees, so you know how that goes. They say something and then they, change it up and all that kind of stuff. But maybe I'll have my little granddaughter to watch tomorrow. Now, that would be a real treat for me. So, anyways, have a good night.
That would be enjoyable. Okay.
Yes.
Well, we love you very much, everybody.
Love you, Maya. And we'll all talk to everybody next week, okay? Please come back and join us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.